Campfires are magical. Magical in how they bring warmth. How they can warm not only a cold night, but warm friendships and conversations. We feel safe around a campfire. The soft, dancing light driving out darkness, driving away fear. We love watching campfires. They're always changing. Sometimes roaring. Sometimes just a crackling bed of red coals, sparkling like city lights. And then easily fanned back into flames. From a spark into a flame. How would you describe your faith journey? Is it a well-established fire? Is it warming? Is it comforting? Does it push away darkness? Or maybe it's merely a spark, not quite yet a flame, hardly even casting a shadow. Well, this meditation from the first chapter of 2 Timothy will help you recognize a spark from an encounter with God and watch the spark turn into a flame, pushing out fear and darkness. So to begin your meditation, find a place to be comfortable, alone and quiet. We will be together for about 15 minutes. But start by taking a minute right now to settle into where you are, sitting comfortably and quiet. Begin to close your eyes or keep them open in a soft focus, it doesn't matter. But intentionally start to become aware of God, His Spirit, and His Son present in and around you. Just take time now to be aware of their presence. So now this opening time of prayer is yours. It's a gift to you. So approach God now. Encounter Him with your mind and your heart in a way that stirs up your thoughts and emotions. He is present here. He's beckoning you, waiting for you to catch fire, for a spark of faith to be fanned into a flame. So take a minute now. Pause if you need more time. But appeal to Him now in your way, using your words and your time. By faith, ask Him to light you up, to take the spark He has given you and just let it burn. Pray to Him with a burning faith. And now start to become even more intentionally aware of God and His Spirit and His Son through your breathing. If they weren't before, begin to close your eyes now. And as you breathe, breathe from your stomach, not your chest. Not in a panic from your chest, like when you're cold and afraid. Instead, take full, slow, deep breaths from your abdomen. Just feel the air slowly rising in your chest and your stomach. And then exhale slowly through your nose, releasing stress. Breathe in peace and release anxiety. Take slow, deep breaths in through your nose. Hold it. And then breathe out slowly through your mouth. Don't control or change the pace of your breathing, just notice it. As you inhale and exhale, you may think of words or sounds or smells of peace. Or just be silent and still as you breathe. but take a few more minutes now to be present with God and aware of you breathing the very breath of God. As you become more aware of God in the present, begin to take a note of what you feel in His presence. Being warmed, feeling safe, having your spark fanned into a flame. Be alert to how you respond with Him near, and stay there centering for a minute. Once again, your mind will most certainly drift, and that's fine. Don't judge yourself for that. But when your mind does drift, simply take a note of the wandering and then use it as a cue to return without effort back to the thoughts of God and your breathing. Now stay mindful and aware as you listen to this passage. You will listen to it in three separate times of widening reflection. Don't try to analyze or interpret it. Simply be aware of it for now. Listen to the first sacred reading. It's natural for the Holy Spirit to center your mind on something in the passage as you listen. So listen to it now as a gift from the Holy Spirit. From 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 6 through 7 in the English Standard Version. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of hands. For God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. What did the Holy Spirit center you on? What were you aware of in the passage? Your mind may drift in and around that, and that's fine. Just note the drifting, and then return to your breathing and the centering thought the Holy Spirit gave you for a minute. Listen once again to this passage, but with a wider view from the New Living Translation. This is why I remind you to fan into flames the spiritual gift God gave you when I laid my hands on you. For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power and love and self-discipline. What did you notice or become more aware of this time? Pause here in meditation once more as you become more aware of God's Spirit guiding you right now in this passage. And consider the truth that the spark within you is a gift from God. A spark that He can fan into flames of power, of love, and self-discipline. As your mind drifts, let your drifting thoughts drift back to this teaching of the Holy Spirit. Listen now to your third sacred reading with an even wider perspective from the Amplified Version. This is why I remind you to fan into flame the gracious gift of God, that inner fire, the special endowment which is in you through the laying on of my hands, with those of the elders at your ordination. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity or cowardice or fear, but He has given us a spirit of power and of love and of sound judgment and personal discipline, abilities that result in a calm, well-balanced mind and self-control. So do not be ashamed to testify about our Lord or about me, His prisoner, but with me take your share of suffering for the gospel. Continue to preach regardless of the circumstances, in accordance with the power of God, for His power is invincible. Using your divine imagination for a moment, I want you to watch Jesus holding some dry grass and tiny twigs in His hand. Now watch as a single spark falls into the tinder. He blows on it softly. Soon you see smoke begin to billow from the grass and twigs in His hand. You see a little ember begin to glow. And soon you see it, a flame. He blows softly again as the grass and twigs in His hands erupt into growing flames. He sets the tinder on the ground and carefully adds larger and larger sticks and logs to the fire. Sit here watching Him, watching the care He gives to build this fire. As you were present with Christ in your imagination, watching Him build that fire, discern now God's presence in your life, now, here, where you are today. With your eyes closed, how is He fanning your spark of faith into a fire? How are you encountering Him? Now slowly open your eyes into a soft focus. God is everywhere around you. Take a moment now to encounter Him and seeing how He's fanning sparks into flames in your life. As you close your time, return to your breathing. Just breathe in the teaching of the Holy Spirit and breathe out the teaching of the world. Now let me pray that by God's grace, you do not have a spirit of timidity or cowardice or fear. But remember, He has given you a spirit of power and of love and of sound judgment and personal discipline. Abilities that result in a calm, well-balanced mind and self-control for you. Amen. Today, you have the opportunity to experience little sparks of faith being fanned into flames, small things blooming into mighty things. I want you to expect to see something small today, small but important. Maybe a small coin or a small child or a tiny word. Let them remind you of how His power can transform tiny to mighty. You are welcome to stay here for a minute and rest with God in the music or watching Him build a fire of passion in your life. But when you're ready, and only when you're ready, step into your day fully expecting an encounter with God.